it was the quotation marks. You know, the
outside calculus class.
Outside calculus class. Beginning of second year university, and I had made up my mind that I was going to kick myself out of myself. And I'd spotted you writing things with quotation marks, and as a writer, I recognized people writing things with quotation marks, so I sidled up to ask you what you were doing.
I remember that. And you know, I probably didn't realize how uncharacteristic of you that was at the time. What I remember about you is that you'd knocked over your stack of computer cards, and I thought, what a silly thing to do, and here I am doing computer. All these silly cards.
that was punch card era.
Yeah, that was punch card era.
I was actually thinking about computers this morning, trying to go through all the various versions that we've used for keeping in touch. We started out shoving bits of paper back and forth cafeteria tables.
In longhand.
And longhand. And then when you moved away, we started sending fat envelopes back to each other.
Oh, yes, we'd have like five or six different stories going at a time.
And we got into being able to do chunks of it at once.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, I actually started to type systematically. I decided to start typing my lab reports and took my Sprotshaw training and actually turned myself into a touch typist, which meant I could start to type scenes. And then I think the next thing that happened, next in technological innovation, was you got a computer.
Mm. Yes, and then we're writing up a whole bunch of our old stuff on the computer. I think it must have been one of my early computers. It must have been that old CPM system, because I don't believe the TRS-80 ever had a printer attached.
Mm-hmm. And at some point,
there was a stage where we were doing carbon copies. I remember trying to carbon copy and keep up, so that I would do a typed out carbon copy version of both yours and mine, and send that back and forth along with the printout. I mean, not printout, the written one.
Yeah, I remember that too. I remember writing on the carbon copy too. And then I got a computer, only I went Macintosh. So that was around about 1984. We both had computers and we were both doing the mail thing. And when I moved to Boston, that was the point at which I got a modem and a dial-up line. And I was trying to remember what the name of the service we used, the email service.
Oh, that was one in Toronto. There was an email BBS in Toronto. That was one of the biggest, and David would know the name of that. But there was a big BBS service in Toronto that we were using.
In addition to BBSs, we also had a login to a commercial service that more or less charged by the bit or charged by the character. And I was sharing it with Ron at that point. He and I had a joint login.
Was that email?
It was an email service, yes.
Okay.
But then we got into the BBSs because, well, when they charge you by the character, it mounts up.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember when exactly we went internet, but it must have been when we were at McMaster. We were both at McMaster for a while when you were doing your PhD and I was doing a master's.
I didn't really get into the internet until I was in Leeds.
So you were at Leeds.
So that was Boston. We did the BBS thing for a while with me logging into a local BBS and then the message just propagating across
FidoNet.
Was it FidoNet or was it Opus?
Opus is the name of the software.
Okay.
I think the shuffling was through FidoNet before the internet came along.
Mm-hmm. The precursor of the internet.
I can't remember all that well, but...
And on occasion we tried direct file transfer through the phone. I remember being on Mary Jean's telephone. My telephone line was taken up by my modem, and we were trying to sort out the various combinations of bits and handshakes and whatnot to allow me to send files to you and you to send files to me.
Oh, X modem and Kermit.
X modem and Kermit, yes.
And David is my secret weapon.
Yes.
have been the BBS era. Yeah, it was. The old CPM system.
I was in Boston, yes.
Yeah. I guess it was while I was a master's student doing computing that I was using the internet for work, for my thesis work, and thought that when you went to... So I was there after you left, wasn't I?
Yes, you were.
So that must have been when we were on the internet before I came to Prince George. Must have just been that short period when you were both in, when you weren't in Hamilton and I was still.
And we were both in academia. What was the sequence of things? Because you'd, which you spent a stint in Toronto doing customer support.
That's right.
And you also had Jenny.
I had Jenny. She delayed my master's degree about a year because I thought I could finish writing up my master's degree when I had her, and then discovered babies, you know, were not really that compatible with programming. and then my mom came out to look after her, and so I finished my degree, my thesis up. And after that I went to work in Toronto at HCR, where I also had the internet. So you must have been in Boston then, or was that... You were at Harvard.
I was at Children's Hospital in Harvard until 89. And I think you were still in Hamilton when I moved mm-hmm. to Leeds.
Yeah, okay, so then you went to Leeds.
And got onto the Leeds University system, the old AMDAL.
I remember the Leeds address that I get emails from. But then I went to Prince George, and there was no internet service, period, full stop. Because I had the internet while I was working in the software industry downtown Toronto, too. So that was like being in academia from that point of view. And that's when I founded the Freenet in order to remain in touch.
Yes. And I, of course, had no idea of the technological feat. It was just a change of email address as far as I was concerned. I didn't realize that I was participating in a revolution.
In a revolution.